This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Critical votes are expected today in the Senate on amendments to the Republican tax cut initiative. Of importance to the White House is whether taxes on stock dividends will be reduced. President Bush is pushing major new tax cuts as a way to stimulate the economy and create jobs. Polls indicate the public is ambivalent towards the tax cut proposals, and that suggests that the lift in the president's approval ratings from the fall of Saddam Hussein may not carry him over the top on other issues, NPR's Don Gagne reports.
Just as he did 2 years ago, the president has traveled all over the country trying to persuade the public, to persuade the Senate, to back his tax cut plans. Recent stops include Columbus, Little Rock, Albuquerque, and Omaha. Here's Mr. Bush in Indianapolis 2 days ago.
I want to thank the House of Representatives for voting on a good plan. It's a good start, and now it's up to the Senate to follow suit. I believe the Senate, when they hear from you, will follow suit. I believe the people in the elected office need to hear from our citizens.
One way those elected people hear from citizens is through polling, but polls on this issue have been mixed. One USA Today CNN Gallup poll last week showed 52% thought the president's tax cut was a good idea right now. That was up from 42% in April. But two other recent polls told a different story. A Washington Post ABC News survey asked respondents to choose between tax cuts and health care. They preferred spending programs such as health care 2-1. When asked to rank tax cuts among other agenda items, they ranked them 10th. A New York Times CBS News poll published this week asked whether cutting the deficit or cutting taxes was a better way to help the economy. 58% said cutting the deficit. Just 31% said tax cuts. Mike Milakovich, a political scientist at the University of Miami, says Mr. Bush is looking to move tax cuts higher up on the public's list of priorities and at the same time overcome fears about a deepening federal deficit.
He's going to have a very difficult sales pitch now as compared to 2 years ago when there were substantial surpluses and people could believe that that might have a pump-priming effect on the economy. And I think he's going to have a very difficult time persuading the man on the street, if you will, that this is a good idea at this time that we're facing significant cutbacks in government services, both at the federal and state level.
But Professor Alan Schick, a public policy scholar at the University of Maryland, says that even if the president has to compromise on cutting taxes on dividends, there will still be a very large tax cut passed by Congress this year.
We talk about the president not being able to translate his popularity into tax cut legislation. The Democrats can't translate the fact that we almost have a $1 trillion increase in the public debt to build up opposition to the tax cut. What's remarkable is how successful the president is in pushing through a tax cut at the same time that he's pushing through a $1 trillion increase in the public debt.
And Schick suggests the president may be getting what he needs politically, even if he does settle for far less than he wanted.
I think the president sees this as a win-win situation. He gets a tax cut, he wins, and the economy doesn't rebound. He blames the Democrats in Congress for trimming the tax cut, delaying the tax cut, not giving everything he wants, and maybe saying what we need is another tax cut.
Perhaps one thing everyone agrees on is the importance of the country's economic health in next year's presidential election. Voters do tend to hold the president accountable on that score. That's what helped derail the first President Bush's reelection bid in 1992. And the University of Miami's Milakovich says it's a lesson this President Bush has taken to heart.
He knows, probably more than any other president because of his father's experience, the negative effects of not being able to be a strong leader on the economy.
But polls and educated guesses aside, the president's strategy has been to build pressure on individual senators, centrist Republicans and Democrats, whose states have felt the weight of Air Force One in recent weeks. These are the targeted votes that will decide, sometime today or tomorrow, whether the Senate goes along with the White House this time. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.